Welcome to News Video Clip. For months, Christian anti-abortion Republican activists have been telling us over and over that we have to ban the abortion pill because it is somehow contaminating the water. And they don't have any actual evidence of this. They just keep repeating that line over and over. Well, there actually is some contamination going on, but it has nothing to do with the abortion pill. Here is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez explaining how a Facebook data center in Morgan County, Georgia, is contaminating the water, allegedly.
I have a jar right here. This is the current drinking water in Morgan County, Georgia. Right after a data center was constructed, the Meta data center was constructed, the only difference between the clean water and this was that data center. I have another one as well. So this wasn't just one well. These wasn't just one family's situation. This is what the drinking water now looks like next to that data center. And I think both of us can agree that neither one of these things are drinkable. These families now have to ship, in a rural area, have to ship water to their house in order to cook and bathe themselves.
Okay, so this is absolutely insane. This Facebook Meta data center is allegedly contaminating this water in Morgan County, Georgia, and these poor people have to literally pay to ship in water just to bathe, just to drink water. And guess who isn't talking about this? Oh, the pro-life anti-abortion Republican activists. They aren't talking about this real water contamination because they don't care. All they want to do is control women's bodies. That's all they care about. They could care less about real contamination. All righty, we're going to go to Wisconsin now. And this is a congressman named Tom Tiffany. And he is going to be asked what young graduates should do from when they graduate college when their jobs are being replaced by AI. He's going to say they should get a job that AI can't replace. And then he's going to be asked, well, what job is that? And he doesn't know.
More and more young people that are going to want to go and get a technical skill
right.
that AI cannot replace. Find a job that AI can't replace. That would be my message.
So if you were starting college again today, what would you choose? If you wanted to have, obviously, a job at the end of your degree.
That's a good question.
Have you got an answer?
I don't know what I would do.
You don't know what you'd do if you started college today?
So there you go. We got this crusty old Republican lecturing college graduates to get a job that AI can't replace. But then he's asked, okay, what would you study? What job would that be? And his answer is, I don't know. This same guy, Tom Tiffany, is running for governor of Wisconsin. This same idiot, this moron, wants to be governor of Wisconsin. So every time he posts one of his flashy campaign commercials on social media, whenever he puts it up, we're going to be putting up this clip of him humiliating himself with his own ignorance, because he definitely should not be governor and he shouldn't even be a congressman. I mean, the guy is a freaking joke. Give me a break. Alrighty. Now, last week we did post a story about a golden statue being of Donald Trump being built at the Trump Golf Course in Miami, the Doral Club. And we have some people in our YouTube comment section telling us how this is fake news and all this other crap. The reality is, this is not fake news. In fact, we included video of the dedication of the golden statue with Trump calling in. We also included this message from Pastor Mark Burns. He was there. He posted on Threads, had the honor of leading President Trump's statue dedication event today at Trump Doral, Miami. Everything we said has been absolutely backed up. So then we've got people in our YouTube comment section who are saying, well, Trump didn't know about this. He had nothing to do with it. Oh, really? You're going to tell me Donald Trump had no idea a giant golden statue was being built on his golf course with his arm up in the air, just like he had it in Butler, Pennsylvania, during that assassination attempt? You're going to tell me he had nothing to do with this? Are you serious? That is absolutely ridiculous. Obviously, he did, and you don't know what you're talking about. Please, I mean, seriously, these MAGA people need to get some therapy. They need to get off the drugs, whatever the problem is. Okay, now we're going to take a look at some Sunday news shows where the Republicans went on the air to make the same messaging, which is total bullshit, that Trump's billion-dollar ballroom is so important to national security. First, here's Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. And listen to this bullshit.
Because there is an issue about funding for security purposes. After what we saw happen at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, you know, the president definitely talked about the ballroom being necessary for many reasons, but that it also is a national security issue. That is a sticking point as well right now. Your thoughts?
Well, I also support funding for that national security component of that. What's going to be underneath that ballroom? I don't want to talk further about it than that, but I mean, there's certainly a national security component. And listen, I'm a big fiscal hawk. When government's going to spend money, I don't mind them spending it on infrastructure that's going to be around for decades, that also is involved in national security. And just the ballroom itself now, based on the correspondence dinner, it would be nice to have a larger ballroom that can accommodate those types of events where the president, his cabinet members are attending, and they can do it in far greater security. So
move on to the ballroom.
Okay, so there's absolutely no truth to this whatsoever. There's no national security need to have a gigantic ballroom. He's absolutely lying. We already have security at the White House. And by the way, he calls himself a fiscal hawk. And yet Senator Ron Johnson voted for Trump's big, beautiful bill that shot the deficit up by $2 trillion. So he is not a fiscal hawk. He is lying to you. But he's not the only one. Here's Kevin Hassett, who's head of Trump's National Economic Council. He went on CBS News, Face the Nation, and pushed the exact same lie.
Wall Street Journal editorial board really took a swipe at the president over that fund, over the ballroom on Saturday. They said, quote, Republicans don't want to say this publicly, but privately they do. President Trump's personal political obsessions are hurting his presidency, hurting the chances for further foreign policy gains, and putting control of the House and Senate in jeopardy. Does the president realize that he is putting Republicans in a tough spot by forcing them to take votes on things that are unpopular, like the fund, like the ballroom, like the war, in a midterm election year?
Look, I respect the Wall Street Journal very much. I saw Paul Jugot at the Kevin Warsh signing in on, just on Friday. But the bottom line is the president believes that the ballroom is something that should have been there for a long time. And he's using his own money and the money of donors to make it so that the taxpayers don't have to pay for that ballroom. And as far as weaponization, I don't think that
they would have to pay $1 billion, correct?
No, it's not for the ballroom. That's for securing the entire White House. And my goodness, to...
Okay, so Kevin Hassett is lying big time. First of all, he said Trump is using his own money for the ballroom. That's not true. And then secondly, he said that you have to have security for the White House. The White House already has security. That's already been funded. In fact, there's already an underground area. We've all seen the Situation Room that's way below the White House. There's other bunkers way below the White House. So Kevin Hassett is telling the same damn lie that Ron Johnson is telling, that Trump's ballroom is necessary for national security. Bullshit. We gotcha. You're lying. All righty. That's all the stories we have for today. We do have links to all of our stories right below the video. We back up everything we claim, unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson. They don't back up anything. They just sit here and lie and lie and lie. All righty. Want to thank everybody who's been subscribing. We're getting more subscriptions every day. Please like and subscribe. If you hate this show, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. And also, we're going to put a link to the Joe Sixpack Show. That's what I'm pointing to up there, which is a comedy podcast that mocks MAGA. It's like King of the Hill meets MAGA. It's really funny. So I hope you check it out. We're going to put a link right below the video. All right, that's all the stories we have today, and we will see you soon with more news.